put it in the empty net. Back to the point, Hannah. Over now, and a shot taken by Roy. Another rebound. Scores! Tyler Hayden in again with the goal, his second goal of the weekend. And the Huskies back in this game with 18:54 remaining in the second.
Kind of in the same spot he scored on Friday night down at Northern, wasn't
same
it?
Same spot. You know, he's hanging around the front of the net, you know, taking some cross checks and some abuse in front. But good for Tyler, you know. He can score. He's good around the net. And, you know, I think I could have put that one in. That was wide open. But you have to be there. You have to make sure you get yourself in position. You go to those what we call the dirty areas, the gritty areas to score goals. And Tyler does that, and good for him.
Dylan Stamen at the 8:56 mark ties the game up. C.J. Eichen, Cliff Watson on the assist.
Stamen going against Kesty, and the Huskies will control high off of the glass to center ice. Bouncing puck. C.J. Eichen will pick it up. Eichen across the line. Looks to send it on. And he just scores! Oh, what a play for the Huskies! C.J. Eichen in the front of the goal, and Michigan Tech has just tied this game up. Putting it in, I believe, Dylan Stamen. And we are tied 2-2.
Great job by Stamen, too, because he had a guy kind of right on him there, and he's still able to get a good stick on it.
Well, no question about it. And, you know, what I like about it is Dylan drove hard to the net. And, you know, CJ did a real good job of staying wide, being patient with the puck until Dylan can get there. And similar to his goal at Wisconsin, where Dylan just, you know, outskated his guy to the front of the net and tapped it in. And he's got great speed. And, I think this guy is going to continue to play well for us and pick up some big goals. And it's nice to see us get scoring from other people other than your so-called top scorers. And that's going to be important. And that was a huge goal for us. And good for Dylan, good for CJ.
When CJ was coming down, I think I, along with a lot of people, thought for sure he was just going to try to throw it on net and get a rebound, knowing they had Dylan going to the net.
Yeah, no, he saw him coming. He, like I said, he had good patience there and waited till Dylan broke away from their player and then put it in a perfect spot for Dylan to put it in. And that's a huge goal for us.
Yeah, and it was that tied it up 2-2. And the Huskies then take their first lead of the game. It was Malcolm Gold, who was back after injury. Shane Hanna and Patan get the assist. Great power play goal by Michigan Tech.
Right to the goal again off of the stick of Patan, held in at the point by Hanna. And now taken by Gould. Gould over for Hanna. Hanna able to hold it in. Here's Gould now walking. Sends it down low for Caro. In front, Gould. His shot just went wide of the net. But puck movement by the Huskies trying to get their first lead of the game. Here is Hanna now for Patan. They'll switch spots. Hands it back to Hanna over for Gould. And he scores! Malcolm Gould, welcome back! Power play goal for the Huskies. 59 seconds into the net advantage. Some great passing by Michigan Tech. 3-2 Huskies.
No, just a perfect play. Nice to see Malcolm get that goal on the one-timer.
Well, that's a big-time shot. I think you had the angle from it, and you could tell there wasn't much room to shoot it. But he shot it, and he shot it hard. But you made a couple good comments on your call there, Dirk. You know, first of all, Shane Hanna kept the puck in, and then as you make the call, there's so many different people that touch the puck on that. I thought we had good puck movement, good puck control. And, you know, if you continue to do that, we kept it in the zone quite a long time. Things are going to break down and or break open for you, and we found the right guy, and Alex Patan gave a key to that shot, too, is the pass. You know, Alex puts it, Patan puts it in a perfect spot for Malcolm to get a good shot. And it's nice to have Malcolm back. You know, we could have used him Friday, and we're a little banged up right now, so we got to get everybody back. Not an excuse, but as you know, we played without Chris Leibringer, David Johnston, Mike Neville, you know, in that game. And we need to get guys back, and we need to get guys healthy. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a full lineup for this weekend.
Well, the Huskies take a 3-2 lead with that Malcolm Gould goal. That was his ninth of the season. He really is playing well, 12:20 of the second period. But then shortly after that, we are shorthanded, and Derek Nowick gets a power play goal. John Seymour and Reed Senkel get the assist. This ties it up again at 3.
Michigan Tech defending. Nowick to the front, goes all the way back to Jones at the point. Now Eibler. Eibler fakes the shot, right side for Senkel. Senkel standing still at the top of the circle, down low for Seymour. In behind the net for Nowick to the left corner. Skates out front, drops it back down low. Centering Peck scores. Nice play by the Wildcats in front. The Huskies got caught right down in to the side of their netminder winches, and penalties again for the Huskies have been costed in the last couple of weekends, and that is a power play goal for the Wildcats.
What did you think of that goal, Coach? Was that a good play by the Wildcats, or was that or is our coverage not where it needed
to
be?
Yeah, poor coverage. I mean, we were a little confused on that play. It's not like how we designed it or drew it up how we should kill it. When the puck goes down to the side of the net there, when Seamer had it, our defenseman is supposed to attack him, take his time and space away. But we didn't. You know, we're leaving some other things open, but for some reason we did not. You know, it was just a bad read, and then he actually lost the puck, Seamer, and then we lost coverage on the guy who came in. One of our defensemen should have stayed with him, but instead he's going down to try to play the guy at the side of the net, and just a blown coverage. But I didn't like, you know, when I talked about momentum, you know, we get the lead and bang, what was it, 20, 30 seconds later, we take a penalty. I didn't like the penalty call either. Dylan Stemme got a roughing call basically just for following through on a shot. And anyway, we have to learn how to kill penalties. But that's a situation where, you know, we finally get the lead. We finally come all the way back, and then bang, we take a penalty. It just kills your momentum.
Get the lead back, though. Brent Baltus, his second of the season, late in the second period.
We'll send it inside of the zone. Baltus waits for it at the blue line for the Huskies. And a loose puck in the neutral zone now, knocked right back inside the Michigan Tech zone. Neither team really wants to get good possession here, it looks like, as Matt Roy nearly turned it over, but the Huskies started back. Here's a pass over for Patan. Patan looking in front, delivered a soft one there. It was redirected by Hanson, and he'll take it out down in the corner. Works it to the half wall, back to the point. Here's Riley Sweeney, shot tipped in front. Rebound! They score! Brent Baltus with the goal on the rebound!
Baltus gets the goal. Great tip in front there by Alex Patan, who wasn't even close to tipping that with a high stick, but they looked at it again just to make sure.
Well, they you know why they looked at it. They looked at it, and it's a new rule that just went into effect this year, is if you miss an offside, if the play was offside and a goal is scored, you can review it. And that's why the linesman came over and said, well, I'm not sure if I blew it. And you know what I mean, you know if you did or what, don't get involved in the game. I mean, don't get involved. It's a good goal. You know, it's not even close.
He said he's not sure if he blew the whistle or blew the call.
Blew the call, if it was offside. Like, well, then why didn't you call it offside? Like, we're letting these guys get way too involved in the game now. I mean, if it's blatant and you see it, I think the coach should be able to challenge that, not the linesman all of a sudden say, well, I think we better look at it because it might not, you know, come on, give me a break.
I thought they were looking at a high stick.
No, you know, big goal though, but you look where we're getting our goals from. Brent Baltus right in front. Tyler Hanen and both nights right in front. Tanner Carroll basically going to the net right in front. I mean, all our goals, Dylan Stemmen going to the net right in front. I mean, we're working hard. We're going to the gritty areas for our goals. And that's the difference. We're giving up goals from the perimeter, but we're working for our goals and getting those tough areas to score. So that's something we need to change. And we cannot be giving up the goals like we are from the perimeter. And we got to force teams. We have to force teams to earn their goals. And we're giving up too many what I call, I don't want to call them soft goals, but I'll call them soft goals.
All right, well, third period,
we get the momentum back.
Yeah, we have the momentum.
Get them.
Going into the third period, we lead by a goal, and Mitch Jones scores his first of two. This one on the power play. I don't remember who was off at this time.
Well, we had C.J. Ike. C.J. Ike took which is a weak penalty
again, like that call,
in our zone for cross-checking. And, you know, and we did a real good job of killing it till about the last 20 seconds, but what I don't like is now we have Mike Neville, who's out, is one of our top penalty killers. Now, and then we get CJ and Dylan Stamen. We're both in the penalty box at this time. Mm-hmm. Our other, you know, two of our best penalty killers. So now we're being stretched, and guys have to step up and do a good job. They're called upon to kill the penalties. In this instance, I thought we should have blocked a shot. We played way too soft on their top guy, Jones, who really just floats one to the net.
And a loose puck down inside the Husky zone. Back to the point for Mitch Jones. He'll skate to the middle of the blue line. And releases a pass over to the right side. Gets it back up top. Holds it in just barely. Shot. Scores! Through traffic and ties the game up. Blinded in front was Matt Winches. Never knew it went in. Went off the post it in. And the Wildcats again score on the power play to tie it up.
When you look at that goal, Coach, it looks like he is seeing that Winches can't see him. And so he throws it to the other side of the net off the post and in. Is that?
Yeah, he's got his head up. I mean, they're good shots. They're not the big slapper, but we got to put pressure on him. I mean, and I could have probably, without just a regular hockey glove, caught it. It wasn't even a hard shot.
No.
So we have to do a much better job. We had a guy out on the point, but he's not lining himself up between the stick and our net. He's more in position, but he would give way too much time to shoot that puck. So, unfortunately, we did a poor job. And, it's what I call a seeing eye shot. Finds its way in the the net.
So we go to overtime after outshooting them 11-8 in the third period. We get some great